And you're back with Annie on 3CR Breakfast. And we've got Co Salzman on the line. G'day, Co. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thank you.
Yes. Now, you're from the CRPHNUG support group, National Unity Government of the Republic of the Union of Myanmar. But terrible news coming out of Myanmar.
How did I come out of Myanmar?
Terrible news. There's terrible news coming out of the country at the moment.
It is. It is, yes. It's since the coup, there's so many the atrocities every day. So our peoples are suffering at the moment.
And in particular, there has been some court cases, and the generals are threatening to execute pro-democracy activists.
Yes. Just recently, the military junta announced that the four Burmese pro-democracy activists, the one member of the parliamentary of the National League for Democracy, the civilians government lawmaker, and then one prominent student leader, and the other two pro-democracy activists, unfairly just announced that they give them the death sentence. So that's the terrible news.
And your organisation is calling for people within the Australian government to actually step up, aren't you? You want them to actually step up and make it known that this is a vile piece of human rights abuse.
That is correct, yes. Australia is a very influential democratic country, and we, Myanmar Diaspora, CRPH and UG support group, we are about 63 different the organizations being formed with all over Australia. We demand and urge Australian government to step up and condemn about this decision unfairly made by the military junta in Myanmar. So we have been written to the Foreign Minister Penny Wong, and also we have written to the Myanmar Special Task Force DFAC, Department of Foreign Affairs Department, to act on behalf of the Myanmar community.
Since the expulsion of the democratically elected government and the coup by the generals, there has been a massive pushback by the people, hasn't there?
They have. They have nearly over a million displaced. The peoples are left from the Karenni state. It's a terrible that people are facing at the moment. And also with the a lot of civilians, the government leaders, they all running away. However, the NUG government, we are gaining a lot of international communities' trust. And also we have so many evidence about the atrocity that created by the military junta for committing crime against humanity, burning houses, and bombing the villages, and just people's burning alive. Oh. We have the technology of this world is so easy compared to last 30 years ago, 1988. We couldn't get those news out. But now with these technologies, it helped a lot that we have evidence that crime against humanity is committed by the Myanmar military. Because in 1988 uprising, they have hide so many, the true story, but they can't these days.
Yeah, has there been a response from the United Nations in regards to these executions?
They haven't, but the United Nations spokespersons said that they, that shouldn't be doing with this death sentence. However, our Myanmar community around the world urges the UN Secretary General to just speak out about this crime that's committed by the Myanmar junta. So we haven't got the response yet, except the his spokesperson's talk about with the that shouldn't happen. But we want the UN General Secretary to speak up for this case.
This announcement covers four people. Can you tell us, our listeners, a little bit about the background of the four people that are affected by these laws?
That's right. Yes, the lawmaker Ziyadol, he was the a young hip hop artist and a very well known in Burma. All his musics are encouraging about democracy and human rights, and also the Myanmar military, abusing the power to their own citizen. So that's how he was well known. Then later on, he joined the National League for Democracy Party. Then after the NLD became the government, he was one of the lawmaker parliamentarian. So he was very well known, and he has been traveling a lot since Aung San Suu Kyi was released from the prison. He traveled a lot to international meeting with the diplomats and so on. The another, Go Jin Mi, he is one of the well-known, prominent the student leaders in 1988. So he was always stand up for the democracy and human rights and people of Burma. So he has been in the jail for previous in 1988 uprising. And the other two, pro-democracy young people, they are also part of it that they're trying to against the military junta. So that's.
Mm. And can you just give us an idea of the role of multinational governments, multinational companies like Chevron in the maintenance of this basically illegal government of generals?
Correct. Look, Sam, we've been urging the Australian government and international governments to economic sanction to Myanmar military junta, because military in Burma, all the generals, they are control all the major the economic along with the China investment, and they all corruption. And so we wanted the Myanmar community, wanted international community to economic targeted sanction. It's not about overall blanket the economic sanction. It's targeted sanction to the military, associated with the military junta, because they are the one who feeding military for their survival and the weapons. They import weapons from Russia and China mainly, and they are killing their own citizens with those money. So that's the reason we want at the moment, the Myanmar diaspora in Australia, urging Australian, the Labor new government to support Magnitsky law and also with the economic targeted sanction.
Do you think that the fact that the generals have decided to publicly execute prominent pro-democracy leaders, that they are actually losing the battle in a way because the people have refused to stop fighting?
This we call the Spring Revolution, so we call it, because the Myanmar citizens being fighting for this democracy and human rights abused by this military, abusing the power in the country for so many years. Myanmar citizens wanted to end this military involvement in the politics. But after this, we have opened up, in 2010, 2015, we have this civilians government. The country is opened up, you know, especially for young people. They learn what's happening around the world, of course, with the technology help, with the internet and so on. So we want this military to end their involvement in the politics. So we are not going to stop. Burmese peoples are not going to stop. In Burma, there's so many PDF people, defense forces in the every state and territory, and they keep growing. So whatever they have, their handmade guns, they're trying to fight against with the military. So the peoples are not going to give up. The Myanmar community around the world, we are not going to give up whatever way we can to support this movement. So the more the military pressure and oppress their own citizens, what they're doing is that that's the psychological, the warfare that they're going to show that how can be dangerous losing. That's already nearly 2,000 people being shot dead, plus all the IDP, the displaced people inside around the country rural area as well. So what we know is the Myanmar people is not going to give up. Myanmar community around the world, every day we are just thinking about this movement, and every single Burmese people from Burma or any ethnic city, fundraising, the helping people, IDP people. So the Myanmar community, especially in Australia, urge Australian government to talk to the Thai government to open up in the border area to bring those the refugee people and help along Thai-Burma border as well. So, yes, we are not going to give up for this movement.
Thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Ko.
Thank you very much for having me on your shows. Thank you.